So our situation is the same.
Nasza sytuacja jest dokładnie taka sama.
We are part and parcel of God.
Jesteśmy integralnymi cząstkami Boga.
We are not God.
Nie jesteśmy Bogiem.
We are servants of God.
Jesteśmy sługami Boga.
And that is our glorious position.
Taka jest nasza chwalebna pozycja.
The part is meant to serve the whole.
Cząstka jest przeznaczona do służenia całości.
But you take the part away from the whole and what happens?
Ale jeśli odrywasz tę cząstkę od całości, wtedy co się dzieje?
You take the living entity away from God and what happens?
Jeśli zabierasz żywą istotę daleko od Boga, to wtedy co się dzieje?
You take spirituality out of human society, what happens?
Kiedy zabierasz duchową kulturę ludzkiego społeczeństwa, to co się dzieje?
You separate the church from the state, what happens?
Kiedy oddzielasz kościół od państwa, to co się dzieje?
Everything becomes ugly.
Wszystko staje się.
I just lost my microphone. You take the living entity away from God, and what happens? He becomes ugly. So how to make everything beautiful? Krishna consciousness. As soon as there is a God-conscious society, a God-conscious culture, everything again becomes beautiful. When man and society become materialistic, or worse yet, atheistic, then they simply develop bad qualities. A materialistic culture can produce fast cars, tall buildings, and nuclear arms. But they have failed yet to produce a man of saintly character.
Ale nie odniosło żadnego powodzenia, aby stworzyć człowieka o świętym charakterze.
But that is the goal of life.
Ale taki właśnie jest cel życia.
So vai pum sham para dharmo, the supreme occupation is that by which we can develop love for God.
Najwyższym zajęciem jest to, poprzez które możemy rozwinąć naszą miłość do Boga.
So just see what a contribution this Krishna conscious movement is making. Even within this materialistic society, it is producing people of saintly character. Cleanliness, truthfulness, mercy, austerity, wisdom, control of the senses. So many wonderful qualities are coming as a result of Krishna consciousness. You cannot get these things in the university. You cannot buy them in the store. But you can get them by chanting the name of God. A few months ago I was in South Africa. So after the lecture, I asked for questions. And it was a young audience, so I said, please, only serious questions. So one girl stood up and raised her hand. I said, serious question? She said, yes. I said, okay, what is the question? She said, why are the Hare Krishna devotees always so happy? When I come to the conference, I see they're smiling. They're speaking very seriously. But they're smiling. And when I go on the street and see them chanting, they're also dancing and smiling. And when I come to the temple, I also see they're happy. How is this possible? So what was my answer? Chant Hare Krishna and find out. Because the devotees of this movement are not attached to this temporary existence. But they are attached to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who is the reservoir of all pleasure. So our humble request is that you think about many of the points that we have discussed this evening. Reflect on this knowledge. And if you can appreciate and understand, then please take up the simple process of chanting Hare Krishna. Because after all the philosophy is said and done, our spiritual master said and done, after everything has been said, our spiritual master would often close with one final statement to summarize everything. He said, let everyone chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you very much for your kind attention, Hare Krishna. So now we will take a few short questions. And then we will again chant Hare Krishna. Then we will have our slideshow. And then we will have a feast. And then we will again chant Hare Krishna. Couple questions. Yeah, we can.
Zmienimy trochę rozkład, znaczy przed powrotem slajdów będzie prasada. Pytanie. Co zrobić, gdy czuję pragnienie poznania i doznania, a zarazem duży lęk, że gdy pozwolę sobie pójść za nim, to tracę wszystko, co mam.
This is a good question. And I touched on that during the lecture. Actually, God is the owner of everything. And even without our knowing it, He is supplying all the necessities of life. Just like a kind father maintains his children even when they're in ignorance. Nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam ekubahanam yovadidati kumam. The Vedas state that out of all the living beings, eternal living beings, there is one who is maintaining everyone, that is Krishna. So God, He's giving the ant His one grain of sugar every day. And the elephant is getting a big pile of grass every day. The lion is getting his meat. And the birds are getting their grains. Even the amoebas, the insignificant amoebas within the water, God is also providing for them. They are not going to the shipyard every day to work to make their money. So God is maintaining every living entity. Do you think that if you surrender to Him as His devotee, He will not maintain you? If God is maintaining you, even in when you are unconscious of Him, do you think that He would not maintain you when you become conscious of Him? When our spiritual master was a little boy, his father tried to impress upon him this point, how God is providing and giving everything.
Kiedy tę kwestię, że Bóg dostarcza wszystkiego.
He made a little bit of an analogy. He said, God is very great, he has many hands. God is very great, he has many hands. The Father said, hands. And he said, if God wants to take from you what your two little hands can hold on to, but if God wants to give to you how much your two little hands can hold. As the Bible said, God giveth and he taketh away. So if God wants, he can give you the whole world. Krishna says, all of them as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So don't fear, whatever you have now, you simply add Krishna consciousness. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is you don't have to give anything up. Just give up your bad habits. But those aren't good for you anyway, so you're not going to lose anything. Give up meat eating. Causes cancer. Give up intoxication. Bewilders your brain. Give up illicit sex. Give up gambling. Just a few things you have to give up. But stay right where you are, do everything you're doing, but just add Krishna. That's the beauty of bhakti yoga. Just put them down, it's disturbing. Just like material life has been compared to having many zeros. Zero, 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 zero. Wow, what a big figure. See, looks really impressive, but what's the total? Zero. Because one day you have to give everything up, so you're left with nothing. You come into this world naked, and you leave naked. See? But what happens when you put, let's say you have two zeros, what happens if you put a one in front of it? Got 100. From nothing he came to 100. Let's say you have three zeros. And you put a one in front of it. What do you get? 1,000. So from nothing you came to 1,000. So our point is, don't give anything up. Be the person that God created you as. But add the one. Add Krishna. And then you're complete. You become complete in relationship with God. Just like this little screw in my organ here. I've got a little screw here, it's always loose. Sometimes it falls out. Somebody picks it up, useless screw, they throw it away. But when you put it in the organ, it's very important. See, so add Krishna and your life becomes complete. Without spiritual consciousness, life is like it's like the pudding without the sugar. The other day someone served us a cake, you know, it looked really nice. I couldn't wait to eat it. But then when I bit in, there was no sugar. You see? So how to make everything sweet? You add Krishna. You add love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Just try. Just try to chant Hare Krishna sincerely for 1 week and see how your life doesn't change. These are not abstract concepts that we're talking about. These are actual spiritual realizations that you can have through chanting. They're actual realizations that you can have. It's like when the doctor gives you medicine, you know, it works. So I'm not wasting my time up here speaking to you for 2 hours. As Hare Krishna devotees, we're not living in a dream. We're not trying to fool ourselves. We've actually realized certain spiritual truths which the common man has no understanding of. Not that we're very important, but we have met someone who is important, our spiritual master, and he has given us this knowledge by which we see these things. So if you chant Hare Krishna, you will also get these wonderful sublime realizations very quickly. It's not enough to say you're Christian, or you're a Jew, or you're a Hindu, or you're a Muslim. You have to take the medicine. It's like if you have a doctor and you get sick, so just because you have a doctor doesn't mean you're going to get better. Yeah, just because you have a doctor doesn't mean you're going to get better. You have to take the medicine. So in all the revealed scriptures of the world, the medicine is there. In the Bible it says, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. With drums, and cymbals. Who's doing it? We're doing it. Because it's a universal truth. And therefore we're becoming cured of the disease. Lust, anger, greed. So religion means to have a change of heart. And when you become cured of a disease, you become healthy, then you can enjoy life. So practice Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, and enjoy yourselves. So we'll take one more question, then we'll have a kirtan, and then during the kirtan we'll distribute prasada. And while you're eating, I can answer a few more questions. And then we'll have a really nice slideshow. So the night is young. The night is young. You don't say that in Polish? It's early. So it's only 8 o'clock, so please stay with us. We have a few more hours of nectar. So I'd like to ask the devotees to come back on stage. And a few of the devotees can prepare the plates for dinner. And actually during the kirtan you can distribute the food to the people. So somehow or other I don't get to your question tonight. All that I know is what I've learned from my spiritual master. Oma gyan timadandasya jinanjana shilakaya chaksudamilitam jinatasmai shibidavena maha who has opened our eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. As hopefully you have appreciated tonight, you can see with knowledge. We have a saying in India that one sees through the ears, not through the eyes. So if you would like to know more about Krishna consciousness, then we have our books. In a few short hours, we can only touch on a few subject matters. But there is a whole treasure house of knowledge to be found in these books which you see in the corner. So before you go this evening, please be sure to look through some of our spiritual masters' books and take one or two or three or even the whole collection home with you. And also, we have many devotees living in the city here. And they're regularly holding programs in their homes. So the best way to advance in spiritual life is to associate with saintly persons. So you can make friendship with all these wonderful devotees. And you can learn more about Krishna consciousness every day. And also, you can chant Hare Krishna in the privacy of your own home. And if ever you have some free time, you can visit our farm community. We live in spiritual communities. And we have a very beautiful farming community at the following address. So our doors are always open. You can come and spend a day with us. You can even spend 2 days. Or you can spend three. Or if you want, you can live with us. Why not? Such a wonderful way of life. But even if you can't, because you have different responsibilities, you can practice Krishna consciousness in your own home. Chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavad Gita. Offer your food to Krishna. And visit the devotees. So we'll have kirtan now. You please chant with us. And we'll be distributing a nice dinner while you're sitting all there, so just please enjoy yourselves as much as you want. And in between bites, you can chant with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.